This is Daf Hashavua, Shin Amar Tuva Daf Chav Ches, Maaseches Ksuvos, one Chav Ches Amar Aleph. We are at the Mishnah, which is about 2/3 of the way down. We mentioned in the previous Mishnah where the Chachamim said we allow Eidus of an Eved of a Shivcha. Normally they're disqualified, but there we were lenient. So here too we have a list of cases where we are lenient regarding Eidus. Ve'elu ne'emanim lahayid begolan masharu b'katna. Here we have people who we allow them to testify now that they're gedolim over bar mitzvah, that which they saw when they were ketanim. So take a look at Rashi. Rashi is going to give us the first case. Let's read the Mishnah first. Neman adam lamar zek sav yado shel abba v'zek sav yado shel rebi v'zek sav yado shel achi. Take a look at Rashi. Zek sav yado shel abba umekaimin. So this is someone who is testifying about his father's handwriting, and we're going to be his father's signatures. So this is Kiyum Shtaros. So we're allowing Kiyum Shtaros about someone who only recognizes his signatures from when he was a child, although he's testifying now that he's a gadol. So Rashi says, Zeksav Yado Shalaba U'mekaymin Hashtar Al Piv, and will be Mekaymin Hashtar based on this testimony, Af Abisha Mesaviv Bodzekatan, even though the father died when this person was a katan, so it's not like he has any testimony from later on in his life. Now, in order for Eidus to be valid, we know person has to be a witness who is fit to do so. And if he's testifying about something he saw when he was a katan, so that's a problem, because it took place during time when he was not chayv in mitzvos. So the chiddush here is we allow such a thing in all of these cases because these are all dinim derabbanan. We've mentioned many times the concept of kiyum shtaris is only derabbanan based on Reish Lakish's halacha, where when Edim sign on a star, it's as if it's been investigated. Midoraisa, the star is good without authentication, and therefore Sim Kiyum Shtaros is only Derabbanan. We allow a gadol to testify about signatures that he recognizes only from when he was a katan. So that is true regarding his father, that's true regarding his Rebbe, and that's regarding his brother as well, and the Gemara will deal with these cases. Next says the line in the Mishnah. Three lines before it gets wide. Zachar hayisi beplonus sheyatsa behinuma v'rosha parua. So we remember that about people testifying earlier in the Masechta, with people testifying that a woman was a basula. So here, look at Rashi sheyatsa behinuma, second Rashi on the Mishnah. But who's siman shenisis basula uksuvasa masayim k'tan beberish pirkin at the beginning of this parak. We discuss this. So we believe him to testify about this as well. In order to let us know that she indeed was a basula at her wedding. So now she's going to have 200 zuz. And also we mentioned in the past, there's a chazak already in place. So therefore, maybe this is only din derabbanan. That's why the testimony, we chazaka that women getting married are basulos already. So that's why we allow this person to testify about what he saw when he was a katan. And vishahaya ish ploni yotzei mibeis ha-sefer litmo lechol b'truma. We mentioned this a little bit earlier in the parak. A person is testifying, oh, I know this guy, he left school, he left yeshiva to go to the mikvah so we could eat truma. So testifying getting truma. So truma's no rice, we'll have to deal with that. Why that's okay. Look at Rashi. Yotzei mibeis ha-sefer, k'shayinu lemeidim tinokos mibeis rabban. Uvuklum, first time, we'll deal with all of these cases. Next, shayacholik imanu al-hagorin. This person used to divide with us at the granary, showing that he's a Kohen and he gets truma. V'amakom hazeh beis ha-pras. Someone testifying about the fact when he was younger, he knew that this area was a beis ha-pras. A beis ha-pras is an area where there was used to be a grave and the field was plowed over. And midrabanan, because we're afraid that it may still be an etzem the size of a saora, which can be tame person, a bemaga, let's say. So therefore, the whole area, 100, we say that the 100 amos radius are going to be tame. And that's the beis ha-pras. So I went to testify this area was a beis ha-pras since it's a tumah derabbanan. So we allow that testimony as well. V'ankan ha'yinu boin b'shabbos. That's a din of Trum Shabbos. Trum Shabbos is Drabbanon. This is where the Trum ended. Aval ein adam ne'eman lamar. But a person is not believed to say, derech hayo l'ploni b'mokam hazeh. This person used to have a path through this person's backyard. This is a Dini Mamino's case. Or Mabanu Mispeid hayo l'ploni b'mokam hazeh. This person had a place where they would stop to do the pauses and make eulogies, the stopping and moving when it comes to the seven times that we do at a funeral. This person had this area. What's the issue here? So if you look at Rashi, Aval ein emanim, says Rashi, halfway down in the Mishnah or so, Aval ein emanim, da'afuke mamonohu. Here we're trying to exact money from someone. Uba inon edus mal yasa. You need real edus. Uksuva, hold on 1 second. Didn't he testify the woman was a basula? I saw she was wearing that special bridle. The Gemara had a machlokas earlier in Perek what Hinuma was. But whatever, a special head covering that she wore, or maybe it was the chuppah made with a hadassim. Either way, that's a ksuva that you get 200 zuz. I says, Rashi, ksuva, hainu, taima, devarunashim, zulos, nisos. Because as we mentioned, there is a chazaka there, so therefore, chazaka, most women get married, they're basulos. That's why we'll believe his testimony, even though it concerns an issue of mamanos. What's mamanu, mispe, next Rashi, makoma yolo kan, lahaspid mesav. If this was his property, a place where he would eulogize his relatives when they passed away, kshemolichon lebeis kvaro shalo, on the way to the cemetery. Velasa shama mados umoshavos, the standing and the sitting, shiu osim ashiva lemes. They would make seven of those stops for a person who passed away. All right, so he's not believed for these things because he's concerned Dine Mamano. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, 3 lines into the wide lines, Amar Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua, Vahu Sheyesh Gadolimo. So this halacha where we say that we have halachos about a person testifying about things that normally he would be disqualified for. So he says this is only if there's a gadol with him. What does it mean? There is an adult, one who knew this information as an adult only and not only from childhood, that's testifying along with him. So that's what it's saying like this. When I need, assuming I need, two witnesses, so the other witness must be someone who knew this information only as a gadol. We can't have two people testifying about this information, where both of them only know it from when they were a katan. Says the Gemara, utsricha. Now we're looking at the cases where the person, we say this person is testifying, oh, when I was trying, I recognize from when I was a child, this is my father's handwriting signatures, my Rebbe's, and my brother's. Utsricha, why need all three cases? The Ashwin Raviv, Mishum Deshchiach Kabei. He's very familiar, he's very common. He's with his father, Rashi. Shchiach Kabei, first Rashi, and the Gemara, Nasan Enav Bekat Nusa, Beksav Yad Aviv. He's paying attention. He knows what his father's signature looks like. So we trust him. Aval Rabo, lo, but maybe his father, his Rebbe. Why would he know his Rebbe's handwriting or signature? V'yashmoin and Rabo, maybe I would say, Mishim De Islay, Emsei De Rabbe. He has the fear of his Rebbe. So what does the fear of his Rebbe help? So we say, well, you know, he was so fear of his Rebbe. He's looking at every move his Rebbe makes, and was always watching everything that he did. And including that is how he signed his name. But Aval Aviv, lo, maybe his father, he didn't pay attention. He doesn't have the same ema of his father. Okay, so that takes care of the first two cases. What about the last case of the brother? Riyashmuin and Hanitarti, Aviv, Dishriach, Abe, Vrabo, Disle, Emse. And if you had only the first two cases, I would say, oh, I know why he recognized the signatures and we allow him to testify when he's a gadol about what he saw when he was a katan. Because his father's signature, anyway, is very common. And his Rebbe, because he has such fear his Rebbe, or of his Rebbe, he's paying attention, knows the signatures, we trust him. Avalochiv, Dilesle, Loha, Valoha. But by your brother, you don't have either of those things. Amalo, maybe I wouldn't believe him. Kamash Malan, we believe him. Now, why do we believe him? As what we mentioned. Kaven de Kim Shtaros midrabanon. Him nu rabbanon midrabanon. Kim Shtaros anyways only midrabanon. So the rabbanon allowed him, believed him in cases of only midrabanon. Next case, then we said, Zachor Hayisi Biplonish Shayatza Bihinuma, she wore that special head covering, Varosha Parua, or her hair was uncovered, so she was a Basula. My Taima, came under Rav Nashim Basulos Nisos, Giloi Milsa Ba'almahu. So this really, since we already have a Chazaka, women get married when they're Basulos, most women are, so that's a Chazaka we have. So all he's doing is revealing the matter. It's a Giloi Milsa, he's not really testifying and giving us information that we don't already know. He's revealing what is probable anyway. Thank you. Look at Rashi. Let's do the Rashi before the din of Kiyum Storis Darabana says Rashi Kiyum Storim Darabana Daraisa Lobo Inun Kiyum Damarish Lakas. When we mentioned this, Eidem Machasim Lashtar Nasakim Ishtanechkar Adusim Nebasin, the sun and the star, it's as if it's already been investigated. So authenticating the signatures is only Din Darabana. So therefore, Himnu Rabbanu Darabana Bidavar Shumi Divrayem Heminu. It's only midrabbanan, we believe you. Okay, davar min haTorah. Why not? Because hey mitzrichim kima edus, hey michshiru bo aseilu. Last Rashi, gilu milso ba'almahu. All women anyway are have a chazak of the basulos. So his testimony, klomar ein adavar torah edus. Now the fire same sheyatsa hadin laor below gimgum, just publicizing that things the halacha came out the way we expected it to be without any issues on it, without any problems. Next, three lines from the bottom. Shoyish ploni yotzei mibeis hasefer litpo lechol b'truma ay v'dilma eved kohen hu. Why do you assume that this guy is a kohen? An Eved Kohen can also eat Truma. So the fact that you saw this guy leaving school, leaving yeshiva, to eat Truma, so even Eved Kohen eats Truma. Ah, says the Gemara, he may eat Truma, but he's not in yeshiva. V'sayalei l'Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Damar Yeshua ben Levi, Asur l'Adam sh'yilamenis avdo Torah. You can't teach your Eved Kanani Torah anyway. So that's why if he was in yeshiva, in school, and he's going out to go to mikveh to go to eat truma, then you know he's a real Kohen. Aye, velo. What do you mean? We don't teach an Eved Kanani Torah? Well, Vatanya, look, we learn in a braisa, love Ahimenu Rabo. Let's say you have the master of a slave borrowed money from the slave. Usually he wouldn't. But everything he ever owns belongs to the master. But here, it's possible that there is something that the slave owns that the master does not own. And also, that seems to be a raya that maybe he's not his slave anymore. So, rabo, apotropis. So let's say the master made his Eved Kanani an apotropis, the custodian, the administrator over property in order to be in charge of buying and selling taprashi, masar nechasav biyadol lahachnis or lahotzi l'schora for sale for business. Oh, sheniach tefillin b'fnei rabba. Or let's say an Eved Kanani was putting on tefillin in front of his master. Normally, an Eved Kanani doesn't wear tefillin. A slave, an Eved Kanani is chayv and mitzvos like a woman, and it's misashis man grama, and therefore they're going to be a potter. Ah, so now we have seems. Oh, shakara shlosha psukim b'veis hakneses. Or he was called up as an aliyah to read three psukim in the beis hakneses. So all these signs seem to point to the fact he's borrowing money from him, or he's appointing him as an apotropos, or the fact that Eved Kanani is wearing tefillin, or the fact that Eved Kanani is being called up for an aliyah. You would think maybe he was set free. No, says the Braisa, harei zeh lo yatzo l'cheiros. No, we assume that he is not necessarily free. You'll see in all these cases, it's no raya. Maybe he let him get an aliyah, he put on tefillin, not a big deal. Right, not a raya whatsoever. You don't prove that he's free. So what do you see from here? This is a kasha, because it sounds like an Eved Kanani potentially could be studying Torah, could have been in yeshiva, just like in such a case, we assume that maybe he was reading three psukim in the Beis HaKnesses. So, once again, why do you assume if you see someone eating truma, he went to mikveh, left school, left yeshiva, to go to mikveh and eat truma, that he's a real Kohen, maybe he's an Eved Kohen, aye, and an Eved Kohen would be learning Torah anyway, says the Gemara, no. Hasam de ikri Eved midaito. No, that price is talking about where the Eved went up to get an aliyah. Someone called him up, went up to get an aliyah and read from the Chumash, read from the Sefer Torah. Ki kamrinon dekanoig be minagbanim. But our case is where you're treating the Eved Kanani as your son and teaching him Torah. That already, as what Yeshua says, that we don't allow. That we don't allow. So the fact that he's reading three psukim in the Beis HaKnesses is not a raya. He's yotze l'cheiros. Because he could have been called up or you walked up to read the three psukim. But the fact that he's being sent to yeshiva and studying yeshiva, that's a raya. He's not an Eved Kanani. He must be a real Kohen. Then says the Mishnah, what did it say? Litbo lechol betruma. Says the Gemara, betruma derabanan. Why? Can't be truma d'oraisa. Gave me Truma D'Oraisa. Look at Rashi. Truma D'Rabbanan. First, last wide line. Could go in Truma Schutzelaretz. Operos. Himninu Lahani Lachilapim. We'll believe these people to feed these Kohanim Truma D'Rabbanan. Truma from Schutzelaretz. Or Peros, which means not, according to Rashi. Rashi obviously holds that it's only grain, wine, and oil, Achayim and Truma D'Oraisa, and Peros would be Drabanan. That's a Machlokas. The Rambam would disagree. But nonetheless, that's the point of the Gemara. Let's just do the other Rashi as well. Harez Elo Yotzo L'Cheros. There's no Raya that he goes free. Second line. That was the Eved Kanani case. We don't say, well, if he didn't free him, he probably went to borrow money from him. He wouldn't allow him to act, literally leave him in order to act as a Ben Chorim. So we said, no, that's not a raya. He may be learning, going out of his way, but we wouldn't certainly pay him for him to go to yeshiva and teach him Torah.